Yesterday we were looking at the book of 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9, one of the great things in that chapter and in that verse specifically, let me just read it to you. In the Amplified Bible it says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wondrous deeds and display the virtues and perfections of Him who called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light." We were looking at how you are a chosen people so that we can see who we are. We can see ourselves through the eyes of Jesus Christ and how He sees us. Because of the work that Jesus did, because of His finished work, and this is what we celebrated on Sunday with Easter, with Resurrection Sunday, because of the finished work that He did. He took our sins, what we deserved, He took all of that to the cross and died. Death should have been ours. It's what we deserved. He took it. He died for us. He rose again, and that's what we worshiped on Sunday. But then He also ascended later, ascended to heaven, and as He ascended to heaven, He was seated at the right hand of the Father. That was the completion of the work. So we now have that brand new relationship. The work is done. It's completed. He's seated at the right hand of the Father with all the victories already established for us. So that's who we are, and because of who we are in Jesus Christ, as it says, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchase, special people." Why? "That you may be set forth for wondrous deeds and display the virtues and perfections of Jesus." Our lives should be a living display of the virtues of Jesus Christ and the perfectness of Jesus, the perfectness of the Word. Our lives should be a living daily demonstration through wondrous deeds of who Jesus is, so that others see it as well. So that's what we talked about yesterday. Now, I want to look at just moving a few books further. In the book of 1 John, 1 John chapter 3, I'm just going to read these first three verses. And again, I'm reading these today from the Amplified Bible because I want you to see the fullness of what's being said. "See what an incredible quality of love the Father has given, shown, bestowed on us, that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God. And so we are. The reason that the world does not know, recognize, or acknowledge us is that it does not know, recognize, and acknowledge Him." So as we look at that verse and the first parts of that verse, "See what an incredible quality of love the Father has given, shown, bestowed upon us, that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God, and so we are." So yesterday we looked and we saw, again, who we are, the way we should see ourselves, because this is the way that Jesus sees us. He sees us as a dedicated nation. He sees us as a royal priesthood. He sees us as those that were purchased and are special to Him. That's how He sees us. That's how you are. And it's all because of the love of Jesus Christ. It's the love, it's His love, it's that love that took Him to the cross. It's that love that enabled Him. It's that love that, first of all, brought Him to the earth to become flesh. It's that love that allowed Him to lower Himself so He could come and live here on this earth. It's that love that then took Him in the flesh to the cross. That's the love. Now, as it says in this verse, "See what an incredible quality of love." You know, as believers, it seems like sometimes the longer we are in Christ, and thank you, Jesus, for all the years that you've been saved. I've been saved for a little over 32 years. So in 32 years, I thank the Lord, thank the Holy Spirit that I've learned a lot of the Word. I've learned a lot of Him. I've learned from Him. It's 32 years of experience. I'm very thankful for that. But sometimes, the longer we live as Christians, while we grow in the knowledge, sometimes we start to lose some of the appreciation for that quality and the depth of the love that we realized at the start. You understood when you first got saved, you understood that quality of love that Jesus would sacrifice Himself, because it's a love that you had not experienced from any human being. It's a love that you can't even really explain. We had Bible study last night. We were talking about just these qualities. And as we were talking as a group, we were talking about the quality of the love of God, the depth of that quality and the kind of quality. In this verse, it says, "See what?" We're supposed to see. This is our reminder to be looking and to see, to remind ourselves and to see every day, to see today, to remember today. The quality, that depth, that quality, that manner of love that Jesus has for us. That was demonstrated through his work, but it's demonstrated to us every day if we'll look at it. Sometimes we start to lose, the longer we're Christians, we start to lose some of the appreciation for that quality of love that he has. Now, last night as we were talking about that quality of love and what that looks like, we all came to the conclusion that it's a love that is so beyond this natural experience that the natural man, really in the natural man cannot understand that love. We can appreciate that it's an amazing love, but we can in the flesh we can't understand it. But here's the thing, and this is kind of staggering, this is hard to even realize. That love that we're talking about, that quality of love that goes beyond what the natural man, the natural mind, can even understand or comprehend, because it is contrary to the things of the flesh, and it's contrary to the things of this nature. And so in the natural, in this physical nature, we really can't even fully comprehend that quality of love and that depth of love. We understand that it's there, but in the natural, we can't. And it's easy to say, and I do understand this is a true statement, as long as I'm in this flesh, I probably will never be able to fully, because I'm in this flesh, I will probably never be able to fully understand that depth of love. Because this flesh that I'm in, it's the flesh that keeps me bound here to the things of the earth. Again, we have to remember that we are three parts to who we are. We are spirit, soul, and body. So we know that our spirit is that part of us that was unregenerated. It was that part that was dead. But it was made alive when we accepted Jesus Christ. And so the Holy Spirit dwelt within us. So it's like we have that cord. It's like a long umbilical cord. I mean, we are tied spiritually. We are tied forever in this life. We are tied directly to heaven, to the spiritual realm. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. So that's your spirit. Your spirit is alive. Holy Spirit dwells within you. Because the Holy Spirit dwells within you, you are connected. You are right now and always in this life connected directly to the spiritual realm. You have the ability to enter into the throne room. That's what you always have. But on the other side, because we're spirit, soul, and body, that's our spirit. Our body is this flesh. It's this flesh and blood. And it's this flesh and blood in the same way that the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, our spirit made alive, ties us directly to the spiritual realm. I can't see it and perceive it with the natural, but I'm always tied to it. Well, in the same way, the flesh, my flesh and blood, this body that I live in, it keeps me tied to the world. And it keeps me tied to this natural physical world. And so all my senses from this body, my eyes, my ears, my taste, my feel, my smell, all of those senses, they don't perceive the things of the spiritual, they only perceive the things of the natural. And as long as I live within this flesh, I'm tied to this natural world. I'm always tied to the spiritual, but the flesh ties me to the natural world. As long as I'm tied to this natural world, which we are, it's going to be, because I'm tied to this natural world, it's going to be. Now, the soul determines, my soul is a determining factor, which is the will. And so my soul decides whether I'm going to believe the things that I can't see, which I know are true, but I'm tied to in the spiritual, or whether I'm always going to believe the things of the natural that I'm tied to here on this earth. That's a choice that I make every single day. But as long as I'm tied to this, in this body, as long as we're tied here to this physical realm, because we're tied to the physical, the natural, the physical realm cannot fully understand or comprehend the depth of the quality of the love that Jesus has for us. We're aware that it's great, but we can never fully understand it. So I understand that all that is true. But here's the amazing thing. Because Jesus Christ dwells within you, because the Holy Spirit is in you, one of the fruits of the Spirit is love. And it's that love of Jesus Christ. It's not, you know, when we say the fruits of the Spirit, It's not meaning that, well, you know, it's not God's love, but you know, it's an adequate love. It's not a great love, but it's an adequate love. No, it's the love of Jesus Christ. So that very love that we're talking about, that incredible quality of love that goes beyond what the natural mind can understand, that love dwells within you right now, dwells within you. And so that love, I can continue, and I should be. Every day, I should be able to continue to grow in my understanding and my knowledge of that love. Every day I should be able to learn more and more. I'll never fully comprehend it in this life because I'm still tied to this world and the natural mind. But that love dwells within me, and so every day I can learn more and more about that quality and that depth of that love. And here's the amazing thing. The more that I understand that quality of the love, the more I understand the depth of that love, the more it's going to impact my life, but the more it impacts the lives around me as well. You know, for those of you there in the Lima area, there was that great youth conference just like 3 weeks ago, maybe? Not too long ago. We helped to just get the word out about that. And I was talking to Buck Sutton, and he was telling me some of the things that took place during that event. He was just so excited at the things that took place. And so I'm telling you the story secondhand, so if I've left out some important pieces, I apologize. But I want you to see, this is one of the stories that he told me. And one of the great things is, there was a young woman who went to one of the sessions that they had. And she was pretty much an atheist. Not pretty much, she was an atheist. And she went there. And all that the woman did, the speaker who was there, all she did is she talked about the love of God. And what she was doing, in her own way, was describing the quality of love that as a believer in Jesus Christ, all she was really doing, I don't know what she said, but all she was doing was expressing, because that love of Christ was inside of her. That same love is in you. It's that quality of love, that incredible quality of love that John is talking about here in 1 John chapter 3. It's that quality of love that is only from God that dwells within her. It dwells within you, and it dwells within this woman who was given the lecture or speaking and sharing that night. All she was doing was sharing from that quality of love that was in her, and she was expressing it. She didn't have an altar call afterwards. She just expressed the love of Christ in ways, because it's the love of Christ that's in her. She expressed it in ways that this atheist girl, within 24 hours of that meeting, there was never an altar call. Nobody pressured her. But because she saw and experienced through listening to that woman's testimony, she experienced a quality, an incredible quality of love that she didn't see or understand anyplace else in her life. And within 24 hours, she was seeking. She wanted to know how she could have that love in her life. See, the more that we understand that love, that quality of love, that incredible quality of love that's in us, the more we understand that, the more we give ourselves to that, and the more that we understand that, the more that we can comprehend that, it changes us, but it changes people around us as well. Again, that woman didn't give an altar call that night. She just shared the quality of love. And there's at least one individual that we know of that heard it, received it, responded to it, and wanted that quality of love. This is the quality of love that exists in you right now. My expectation, and it should be yours as well, my expectation is that every day I want to get, even though I'm tied in this physical, in this natural world, I'm tied to this natural world because I live here in this body, in this flesh, I still want to every day learn more and more about the quality of the love of Jesus Christ. Because, here's the thing, and I'll end today with this. We look at love and we consider love from the perspective of the love that we receive or the love that we experience from other human beings. And sometimes that love can be amazing. It can be great. It can be fabulous. No matter who you are, whether you're married or not, the love of a spouse is truly amazing. Thank you, Jesus. But even if you're not married, you can understand this, the love of a mother. You know, my mom, she loves me no matter what. And even if I was a miserable, wretched failure in life, she would still love me. I know she would. This is the love of mom. Moms love us that way. And we think, well, mom has to love me. She's my mom. She has to. She has no choice. She birthed me. She has to love me. Mom loves me because she has to love me. She's mom. She has to love me. And moms do love that way. And that's the way we think. But we sometimes take that same philosophy and we apply it to God and we think, well, he's God. He's got to love us. He's God. He created me. He has to love me. He has to love me. We need to understand that this quality, this incredible quality of love that we're talking about here, God didn't have to love you. He chose and he chooses to love you. See, your mom, she has to love you. If you go back and you look at the book of John, in John chapter 8, verse number 41, Jesus is talking to those who are gathered there, and he is saying that you do the deeds of your father. And if you go a few more verses into verse, that was 41. If you look at John 8, 44, he even goes on to say, you are, I'm paraphrasing now, but he's saying that you are serving your father, the devil. He's saying that their father is the devil. The reality is that we're born into this world We're not born into the things of God. We are born into sin. Because this world is still a fallen world. We are born into sin. And so we are born into, our father at that point is the devil. God creates us. But here's the amazing thing. Jesus said, now let me see exactly how it says it. John 8, verse number 44. This is from the Amplified Bible. You are of your father, the devil. And it is your will to practice the lusts and gratify the desires, so forth and so on. You are of your father, the devil. Before you accepted Jesus Christ, you were of your father, the devil. Before I accepted Jesus Christ, didn't matter how good I lived, I was still of my father, the devil. That's who my father was, because we came into the sinful world. Jesus said it. Don't get mad at me. That's what Jesus said. You are born, you are of your father, the devil. You are of your father, the devil. It's when we accepted the work of Jesus Christ that we became adopted. We came into the family. We became part of his family. We took on his name. But this is the important thing. See, my mom loves me because she has to love me. I was born into this world, not godly. I was born into a sinful world, and I was born into sin, which meant my father was the devil. Now, I chose to accept Jesus Christ, but before I chose to accept Jesus Christ, he first chose to love me. And the same thing is true for you. Mom had no choice. She had to love me. God chooses to love you. He chooses to love. That quality of love, it's a choice that he made. That is how special you are to him. He chose to love you. Even when I was unlovable, he still chose to love me. And he loves you. This is the quality of love. Our task today is to get to understand a little bit deeper, a little bit more richly, understand that quality of love. Because that quality of love, that manner of love, it resides in you. It is already in you. Let's get to know that more today.